In the name of our triune God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. This Sunday in the church year is celebrated as the Feast of the Holy Trinity. It's a day when we especially celebrate and consider the nature of our triune God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The name of our congregation also just happens to be First Trinity Lutheran Church, a very happy coincidence indeed. Some churches have special events on the day of the church year that corresponds to their name. For instance, St. John's Lutheran Church might have a big celebration on St. John's Day. I'm not aware of that being the tradition here, and even if it was, I guess COVID-19 would have prevented that. But regarding that COVID-19 shutdown, let me say if there's a reason that I seem a little bit giddy today and maybe even crack a few more jokes than normal, it's because I'm delighted that in just a few weeks, we will be having public worship for the first time in months. I am delighted to know that finally we will be able to worship with you in our sanctuary. I'm so eager to be here with my new church family. It's suggested by people who study these things that a pastor in a new congregation should be intentional about telling the congregation about himself in the first few sermons that he preaches. And I'm sure that that's a very good idea. And there are many things about myself that I'm hoping to share with you sometime. But today, I want to talk to you about you. On Trinity Sunday, I thought it might be interesting to recall some of the history of our congregation and make some connections from that history to what we believe and teach about the Holy Trinity. Today, we are not just teaching about the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. Today, we are celebrating and proclaiming our living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This week, I read up on the history of our congregation, and I am much indebted to the historians of our church who have done such a fantastic job keeping our records and archives. Mrs. Jane Penny has done a fantastic job documenting the history of First Trinity Church. Our congregation was officially founded in 1959. To give that some perspective, that was the year before Abraham Lincoln was elected president. That's President of the United States, not President of First Trinity Lutheran Church, although I think Carol English may tell you that the latter is a harder job than the former. Things were much different in 1859. There was no electricity. People had to watch streaming services on Facebook on their laptop by candlelight then, I guess. But seriously, when we consider that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod was founded in 1847, First Trinity was a player that practically got in on the ground floor of our national denomination. The families that had a vision for Lutheran ministry in this area and started Trinity Lutheran Church included the Gallmans, the Vosslers, and the Dornells. I haven't met any Dornell ancestors or descendants, but there are still Gallmans and Vosslers, many Vosslers, in our church and in our community. On one hand, that's kind of amazing that those very same families would be here 161 years later. On the other hand, isn't that exactly as it should be? Our Christian faith should be passed down from one generation to the next. When great-grandparents, grandparents, parents, and children all worship not only in the same denomination, but many of them in the same building, that's not just extreme brand name loyalty. That's a unique blessing. Prior to purchasing a lot and building for worship in Sunday school, those families that I mentioned and others eventually were worshiping in their homes. Worshiping in your home may have seemed strange to us just a little while ago, but since the pandemic hit, what have we been doing? We've been worshiping in our homes. The more things change, the more they stay the same. In 1860, the congregation called its first pastor, Pastor Engelder. So we can see that right from the beginning, worship, Christian education, and pastoral care were priorities for the people of First Trinity Lutheran Church then, even as they are today. Why was our congregation named First Trinity Lutheran Church? If I understand correctly, the original name was First German Trinity Lutheran Church. At that time, the designation German was important. There were major doctrinal divisions between Lutheran churches in the United States at the time. Again, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Some Lutherans wanted to merge with all the other Protestant bodies in the country, and to achieve that, they were willing to change parts of the Augsburg Confession. They were willing to say that Christ really wasn't present in the sacrament. The churches that were affiliated with what would become the Missouri Synod were often called the German Lutherans, and they wanted to adhere to the historic teachings of the Lutheran Church. Calling ourselves a German church told people where we were theologically. German may also have referred to the language that was used in worship. Many members of the early Lutheran Church in this country, including ours, were recent immigrants from Germany who continued to speak German, although the rest of the people around them were speaking English. Some of the people said that the gospel could not be preached in English. Maybe they have a point. Incidentally, the church that Melanie and I call our home church, the one that we joined after we were first married, its official name was Messiah English Lutheran Church. It was founded in 1903, and they thought it was important to put English in the name because they actually worshiped in English when most of the Lutherans around them were still preaching in German. Language was a big issue then, and language continues to be an issue today. Again, the more things change. People are disagreeing over what pronouns to use. People disagree over what language to use for ethnic designations. People even disagree over how we are supposed to refer to God. It's kind of sad. Trinity would have been a typical name for a Lutheran church at that time. Someone quipped that new churches today give themselves names that sound like a nursing home where you wouldn't mind living, like Whispering Pines Community Church or Babbling Brooks Worship Center. Lutherans mostly have named their churches in one of three ways. They may be named for a saint, for instance, St. Mark's or St. Matthew's. They might be named for a place in the Bible, like Mount Olive or Shiloh. Or they might be named for Christ or another person of the Holy Trinity, like Good Shepherd or Holy Spirit. Those founding families of our church must have picked Trinity to honor and proclaim our God and it was a very good choice indeed. In 1872, the congregation bought a building that the Presbyterians had abandoned. Presbyterians must have considered that it was predestined to be so. The purchase was a good choice for us. Lutherans are good stewards. They're frugal. They know a bargain when they see one. The church building was on West Genesee Street, and it served us very well for about 100 years. The congregation grew. A parochial school was started. Additions were made to the building. Pastor Buck came and stayed 37 years. In fact, in the first 125 years of First Trinity's history, there were only 8 senior pastors. Such longevity in one place is very rare. Time marched on. Another pastor of note was Pastor Krenz, who came to Trinity in 1941 and stayed for 46 years. That's an amazing ministry. Under his leadership, the congregation grew even more and served the community of Wellsville with distinction. In 1959, Trinity Church counted more than 1,000 baptized members. A major event in the life of the congregation occurred in 1972. That was the year of Hurricane Agnes. The Genesee River overflowed its banks and washed away part of the church building. Fortunately, much of the furnishing and artwork could be salvaged. Pieces of them are proudly displayed in our fellowship area. They are beautiful, and coincidentally, the main artist commissioned to create them back in the 18th century came from my hometown of Baltimore. And not only that, he had been a member of Martini Lutheran Church, which just happens to be the closest Missouri Synod Lutheran Church to the home that I grew up in. Well, after the flood, with the insurance money and with generous donations of funds, especially from the Schaller and the Shear families, a new church was constructed on North Main Street. And that is the beautiful building that we worship in today. God has blessed First Trinity Church in so many ways. More than a dozen of her sons have gone into the ordained ministry. 3 of her daughters have become deaconesses. Many people have become parochial school teachers. The list of ministries supported and projects completed and people served, all to the greater of glory of God by Trinity Church, goes on and on. So how then do we see Trinity Church making a connection with the Holy Trinity? God is eternal and unchanging. Churches and church buildings do not last forever. They do change. We know that. But the constancy and the commitment of Trinity Church and its people to mission and ministry in this area do, in their way, reflect our everlasting God. The relationship between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is one of perfect love and fellowship. Our human love and fellowship are imperfect, but we strive to love and accept one another as God loves us. And I know that so many of you have felt that love here. Melanie and I have felt it here already. God the Father wills that all people come to Christ and be saved, and to be led and comforted by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Trinity moves us at Trinity Church to make the good news of Jesus Christ known to everyone we meet so that they too might know the joy that we have found here in God's church, and especially in this community, this church of God's people, where we enjoy the word and the sacraments, where we enjoy one another so much with a joy that'll be complete in the world to come. To be candid, we don't have 1,000 baptized members like we did in 1959. We don't have a parochial school any longer. Not everything has stayed the same. Some things have changed. But we do have a daycare center, and that serves our community and teaches children about Jesus. And we do have hardworking, generous people on our rolls who know how to get things done. They'll prove that Sunday at the Worker Bee Day. And like the early founders of First Trinity, there is a vision among us for Lutheran gospel ministry in this area. There is a desire to make Christ known, an inspiration for us to praise our Lord, and a will for us to serve His people. We can't do everything, but we can do some things, some very good and very important things. And we trust that our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, will continue to bless us as we worship and work together, just as He always has. Amen.